So today we're going to pick up where we left off in chapter 5 of John. But we're going to do something a little different today, and something I don't normally do, but it's important, I think, to do it today. And we're going to talk a minute, and then I'm going to play an expository sermon for you that covers these verses. Two or three reasons I want to do that. One is he covers in 25 minutes what I could never get done in 25 minutes. So it's important to do that. And secondly, he brings some thoughts together, which he brings very powerfully, and I want you to understand. You can read these verses, and you might miss some of the things that are about them that are important. But John, as you know, wrote his gospel to really make sure people understood that Jesus was God. He wasn't just a man. He wasn't just a prophet, but he was God. He was God incarnate, God in the flesh, come to dwell among us. And we see that so powerfully in the first chapter of John. And so the whole purpose of the Gospel of John is not just to get a narrative of his life, but to give a narrative, show powerful signs that demonstrate that he's God. And then Jesus has what you might call monologues, but he has long verses where he talks. And so if you have a red letter edition, you'll see that. The second half of chapter 5 is like that. So I want to play something for you that I think you'll enjoy. I hope you will. And I'm going to put a note package together that has some of the notes on it. So just listen to it. Follow your Bible as you go through. But again, this is in John, the second chapter. So I'm going to save this, fifth chapter. I'm going to save this little intro and put it on there. So when you see the website, if you go look at it, it'll have intro, it'll have lesson, and then it'll have notes. So there'll be three little boxes, and you can click on the intro if you want to hear this again. You can listen to the sermon, and then you can read the notes if you wish to do that. So I'll put all of those up today. So let me take just a second to get this started.